And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're going to talk about a concept that is very important to your real estate investing concepts. It's very important to your real estate investing strategy. What I am talking about is, well, it's kind of a tough subject. We're going to talk about the concept of leasing. What is leasing? Leasing is the situation where you have an asset that you have available for rent, and you make that asset available to a bunch of different people, and you give them access to that asset. You tell them certain things about that asset, and you let them know that that asset is available for them to rent. If they decide that the asset is something they want to rent, then they're going to go through a process with you. They're going to go through it's a pre-qualification process. And in that pre-qualification process, you're going to take a look at several things. You're going to take a look at criminal history. You're going to look at credit reports. You're going to look at background information on the individual to make sure that that individual is a good fit for your business strategy. Yes, you heard me correctly. That individual is a good fit for your business strategy. There are people out there that are not a good fit for your business strategy. Did you know that? I mean, what am I talking about? I'm talking about people that would move into your property and trash it. You don't want those people in your property. No, you don't want them at all. There are people that would move into your property and not pay you on the first of the month. You don't want those people at all. No, you don't want those people. Those people are not good residents. You do not want those people in your property. So when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're gonna walk you through how to pre-screen people. We're gonna show you what right looks like, and we're gonna make sure that you understand that there is a completely perfect way. I'll use the word perfect. I don't know if perfect is the right term, but I'll use the term perfect because I think there's a perfect way to screen people and to determine whether or not the individual that wants to rent your property is a good fit for your business plan. Yeah, I said a lot there, didn't I? All right, now I could spend the rest of the show just talking about pre-screening individuals, but what I really want to talk about is the concept of leasing, the overall concept of leasing. Leasing is one of these concepts that tends to scare a lot of brand new real estate investors. And the reason it tends to scare them is because they're not used to the concept. If they've even been involved with the concept, they've probably been on the renting side, not on the leasing side. Does that make sense? In other words, they were a lessee, not a leaseor. So when you are a property owner, when you have the asset available to you and you have fix that asset up, you've made that asset look great, you want to make sure that you have somebody available to rent that property, because when you're done fixing it up, that's the next step. That is absolutely the next step, is to find a great resident to move into your property. So when is the best time to start leasing a property? Well, I think the best time to start leasing a property is the day after you fund the property. What do I mean by that? Fund the property. In other words, you've gone out, you've acquired the asset, you've bought the asset, you've used leverage to acquire the asset, and the leverage has shown up. The leverage has funded. It has allowed you to buy that property. Once you are the legitimate owner of that property, that's the time frame when you need to start considering leasing the property. Now, I know many of you are sitting out there going, wait a minute, Al, hold on. We just bought this property. If this property is anything like any of the properties that you have a tendency to describe on this program, that property is probably in bad shape. That property is probably very ugly. That property probably has a lot of things wrong with it, and that property would not represent itself very well if I were to put it on the market as a property available for lease. And you know what? I agree with you, but I do have a caveat. I have a way to lease this property that I have been taught by Lifestyles Unlimited members, by multimillionaires that have gone before me, that have been there, done that, got the t-shirt. And at the end of the day, I have learned something that I didn't know prior to becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member. See, one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to advertise or market the finished state of the property, even though the property is not finished yet. I mean, you've just acquired the darn thing, so at the end of the day, it's probably in pretty bad shape. If you're buying the right property, it's probably in pretty bad shape, and that should make you feel good, unless you're trying to lease the property out to somebody that is looking for something that's clean, functional workforce housing, in which case the property that you're in the process of just acquiring, it doesn't look like that. It looks like garbage. So how do you market to people to show them what the future holds? Well, one of the things you can do is you can take pictures of a property that you already own that is similar to this one, and you can use finished pictures of that property. What do you do if this is your very first property and you don't have a property that you can fall back on? In other words, a property that you can go to and use as a representation of what this property that you're currently acquired, that you're currently fixing up, what it's going to look like. What do you do? How do you solve that problem? Well, one way to do it is to go to your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. Go to one who has a similar color scheme and is working on a similar or has worked on a similar property to the one that you're working on and borrow pictures from them. Yeah, borrow pictures from them. Now, it's not going to be an exact representation of what your finished product will be, but here's the point. This is what I want you to get to understand. I want you to understand that you're going to create visual representations in the minds of your potential future customers. And what you're going to do with these pictures is you're going to put them in the front window of this property, even though you haven't done any repairs yet. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? It sounds crazy, right? Well, it's not crazy. It's this, everything that I'm teaching you right now comes right out of the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom playbook. Everything is the way we do business at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm not blowing smoke up your chimney. I'm not sharing with you information that I found on the internet. I am sharing with you information that we are taught as Lifestyles Unlimited members. And part of the reason I'm sharing this information with you is because I want you to be successful. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to focus on your success. Everything that we do is designed to showcase success so that you can learn from success. And what I'm doing for you today is I'm sharing with you a successful process that will help you get a property leased, even if you've never done it before. Pretty cool stuff, right? And I'm not charging you a dime for it. I am not charging you a dime for it. I am just doing this out of the goodness of my heart because I want you to be successful. All right. So let me take a step back and let me talk to you about the right price for your product. In other words, if your price is right, in other words, you're presenting the best product at the best price at the right price point, and the house is clean and functional, it should rent within a week. If you have it priced right and it's clean and functional, it should rent in less than a week. But Al, you just took an ugly, nasty house and you just put pictures in the window and you're trying to convey to future people that that's what the house is going to look like, but they can look in the windows and they can see the house is not in that shape. What gives? Well, see, what you're doing is you're painting a picture for them to get a vision of what it's going to look like when it's all done. That's part of the secret. I'll use the word secret. I hate using the word secret because there's really no secrets in real estate investing. Everything that works in real estate investing has been done. Everything that doesn't work in real estate investing has been done. Yeah, it's pretty simple. So when it comes to leasing a property, if either the price is wrong or the house isn't clean, it's not going to lease. So let's take a step back and let's envision what I'm trying to get you to envision. Pick a house. I don't care what house. I don't care what floor plan. I don't care how many bedrooms. I don't care whether it's got a garage. Just pick a house and decide what condition it's in. If this house that you just picked out is a brand new acquisition, chances are it's in kind of blah shape. Chances are there's some things fundamentally wrong with this property. After all, you're looking for something that is distressed. You're looking for something that you can put into your inventory that you can buy for wholesale pricing. And wholesale priced properties tend to be distressed properties. So let me have you up your game a little bit more. Consider the fact that maybe the flooring is torn up and needs to be replaced. The floor needs to be leveled. Consider that the roof is shot, and when you walk inside, you can see where the roof is leaked. All of these things need to be addressed. Now, consider yourself somebody who wants to lease that property, and you're looking inside the windows, and you're seeing a property that clearly the floor is out of alignment, clearly the roof leaks. Would you lease that property? And the reality of it is, the answer is no. But then you look at these pictures that have been put into the front window that shows what the property is going to look like when it's all fixed up. Do you consider leasing the property? And the short answer is people will start to consider leasing the property. But one of the things that they're going to start to consider is whether or not there's enough time available from their timeline as to when that property is going to be ready for occupancy. Does that make sense? So chances are people that are looking at the property initially, they may not be your renters because you're going to take 4 or 6 or 8 or possibly 12 weeks to get this property up to the standard that you want it at. So chances are the people that look at it in week one are not going to be the people that would lease your property. But what if they had 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 12 weeks until they needed to be in a property? Do you think that they would be in competition to rent your property from you? And the short answer is yes, they could be in competition to rent the property from you. And this is what I'm trying to convey to you, is that you get that property on the market from the day you own the contract on that property. From the day you have ownership, from the day that your hard money loan is funded, that becomes your asset, and you need to work to build that asset. You need to work to make sure that asset is doing what that asset is supposed to do for you. And more importantly, you put that asset into service when it's time to put that asset into service. And if you've been doing everything correctly and you're following the Lifestyles Unlimited leasing guidelines, there's a very good chance you would get that property leased before you even have that property finished. It happens a lot in the Lifestyles Unlimited community. So what's good, bad, or indifferent about that? Well, what's good about that is that you already have somebody ready to go, so that when you have that property completed and you get your certificate of occupancy, if the municipality that you are operating in requires you to have that, you will be good to go with a renter who's ready to go, and it's plug and play business as usual. What's wrong with that scenario? The only thing wrong with that scenario is the fact that you may have somebody that raises their hand that says, yeah, I want to do this, and then somewhere down the road, they get cold feet. Does that happen? Yes, that does happen. What are the odds of it happening to you? Well, the odds of it happening to you are, in my opinion, pretty slim. I think they're pretty slim, because when people are looking for places to live, they are very diligent, they are very matter of fact, and when they find some place that's going to be as nice as the place that you are creating, they don't want to do anything to screw that up, because if they screw that up, the problem is this: they might have to rent something that isn't as nice as the asset that you're making available to them. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. All right, we're getting ready to go to break, and I'll tell you what, we're going to talk more on leasing, because there's just a ton of stuff that I haven't even covered yet, and I want you to get all the information. So stick around.
Got questions? questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275 and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm talking about the concept of leasing. Now, leasing is something you're going to do as a Lifestyles Unlimited member unless you choose to outsource it. Yeah, I'm serious about that. It's one of the decisions that you'll make as a Lifestyles Unlimited member is whether or not you choose to lease your assets yourself or you want to hire a third party to do it for you. What I'm trying to convey to you is that leasing is not difficult. As a matter of fact, when you know what you're doing, leasing can be very, very easy. And one of the things that you'll realize is that if you pay a third party to do leasing for you, it may be very easy for you, but it costs a lot of money. There is an expense associated with having somebody else do the leasing process for you, and that leasing cost may or may not shake out to make sense to you. So let's get back into leasing. Let me just start from the very beginning, and I'm just going to run through all this stuff, so buckle up, because I'm going to hit you hard and fast with what you need to do. If your price is right, in other words, you've got the best product at the best price at the right price point, and the house is clean and functional, it should rent in less than a week. If it doesn't, either the price is wrong or the house isn't clean. Now, I'm serious. I mean, there's not a whole lot more to tell you. Either the price is wrong or the house is dirty. And people don't like to rent properties that are overpriced, and they don't like to rent properties where they feel like the first thing they have to do once they get the keys is go in and scrub the place because they feel like it's you know, a bacteria infection waiting to happen for them. Yeah. So you don't want that to happen to you. So earlier in the show, I mentioned that you start leasing the property once you get your hands on it, right? No matter what the condition is, you start the leasing process. Why do you do that? Why would you start that leasing process? The reason you start that leasing process is you want to get the ball rolling. You do not want to wait until you have the property completely renovated until you start the process, because even if it takes a week to get that proper resident for your property, that's an extra week that you're losing that you could be earning rental income on. Does that make sense? Okay, so this is one of the reasons why you start leasing right up front, and it's also one of the reasons why you put pictures in the windows of what the future product will look like so that you can ingrain in the mind of your prospect that this place is going to be pretty nice, and maybe they ought to consider leasing this place and consider, even though it may not be done for another 4 weeks, this might be the right property for them. So you're going to start leasing as soon as you're under contract. Yeah, I'm serious about that. You can't start leasing soon enough. And here, I'm gonna share with you something that we know at Lifestyles Unlimited. I don't think you can find this anywhere on the internet. If you can, you can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. Show me where you found this information. I'd be very appreciative because I haven't been able to find it myself. But our experience is that 90% of leases come from a sign in the front yard. Did you know that? That 90% of leases come from a sign in the front yard? So what should be on your sign in the front yard? What sign should you put in the front yard? Should you put a sign in the front yard? And the short answer is yes. You should put a sign in the front yard. What should that sign say? What information should you have on this sign? Well, there's a couple of pertinent pieces of information that your prospect wants to know. They want to know what the rent amount is. So you put the rent amount on that sign. You put the availability date. In other words, the approximate date this house is going to be renovated and ready for somebody to occupy. You put that on your sign. You put a phone number that they can reach you at. Not a phone number that goes to a call center, a phone number where they can reach you, because you need to have live interactive contact with this particular prospect. Yeah, you're doing the selling. You've got to get this done. When you buy your poster board, and you can go to Home Depot. I mean, you do not have to go and buy the poster board that specifically says for rent. Because when you put a poster board in your front yard and you have things like the rent amount, the availability date, phone numbers, emails, websites, and size and amenities on that poster board, people are going to understand pretty quick what's going on with that property. Buy either pink or yellow poster board. Now, why pink or yellow? Because they are very, very fluorescent colors and they stand out. It stands out. It pops. I mean, people can actually read the thing from the street. Does that make sense? Pretty cool, right? All right. I mentioned that you need to put an inexpensive local classified ad into either a local paper or you need to put that advertisement online. Okay. So what do you put in this internet or classified ad? Well, it's kind of similar to the poster board, except you need a little bit more information. And the reason you need a little bit more information is because the prospect is not driven to the location of your property. The prospect has a much more global approach to the location of your property, right? Does that make sense? So what you're going to do is you're going to put the location of the property first part in the ad. In other words, that's what you're going to list. So if the property is downtown, you say downtown house. Does that make sense? You want to give them an idea that the property is located in a particular submarket or area of town. You're also going to indicate maybe the subdivision name. Some Lifestyles Unlimited members do that. Some Lifestyles Unlimited members don't. The ones that do that tend to do that because when they say, hey, downtown, maybe the city that they're dealing with is like Houston, where downtown is a very large part of the city, in which case maybe they're going to go to a specific subdivision within the downtown market. Does that make sense? Okay. You're going to put the size and the amenities. In other words, if it's a 322, you're going to put 322. Also include any rooms beyond the kitchen and living room that are included in the asset. So if you've got a bonus room, indicate that you've got a bonus room. You're going to indicate the availability date. Very important. You have to give them an understanding of when that asset's going to be ready so that they can wrap their head around it. Does that make sense? All right. You're also going to indicate what repairs you're making on the property. So you would say something like new roof, new foundation, new appliances. Does that make sense? Okay. You're going to put the rent amount. You're going to put the address of the property. Yes, you want them finding the property and you want them driving by it. You're going to put a phone number in there because they have to be able to contact you. You're going to put an email address in there because they have to be able to contact you. And then if you believe that a website makes a difference for you, make sure you have that website information in there. Now, your prospect has a ton of information at their fingertips about this asset, and they can actually make an informed decision as to whether or not this asset makes sense to them. I mean, think about it. Their mind is already working. You've already put in the ad information that is stimulating their brain. So they're thinking about, well, can I afford the rent? They're already thinking about it. It's a 322. In other words, three bedrooms, two bath, two car garage. That's kind of what they're looking for. So that's something that interests them. Maybe they're looking for the downtown market. Maybe they're looking for a very specific submarket in the downtown area. And this particular property just happens to be in that submarket of the downtown area. Maybe because you've put in the ad that you're going to have a new roof, new foundation, new appliances, it puts in their mind that essentially they're renting a brand new property when in reality, it's not a brand new property. It is a repurposed property. But when you do what you've been taught to do as a Lifestyles Unlimited member to that property, it's going to seem like a brand new property when you're done. Because one of the things that you will have done is you will have gone in and you will have fixed or repaired anything that could go wrong in the next 5 to 7 years. And one of the reasons you do that is that everything in that property becomes functional. Everything in that property works. Everything in that property has a lifespan of 5 to 7 years. What does that do for you as an owner? Gives you peace of mind. That resident, not only do they rent a place that doesn't create problems for them where they have to call you all the time and say, hey, this broke and hey, that broke. There's no reason for them to call you because nothing's broken. And chances are, if something does break, let's say they get into the property and something does break, chances are they broke it. And if that's the case, guess what it says in my lease? It says in my lease that if they're responsible for the breakage, they are also responsible for the repairs to bring it back to a full serviceable lifespan. Does that make sense? Yeah. So at the end of the day, what that does for me as a landlord is it makes the property real easy for me to manage, because at the end of the day, the only time I'm really interacting with my residents is around the first of the month. What happens around the first of the month? Well, the first of the month is that time period when people show up with their rent money. That's when they're supposed to pay you your rent, at the first of the month. So that's really the only time I should be interacting with my residents is around the first of the month, because everything else should be on cruise control. Everything else should be running smoothly. And that only not only benefits me as a real estate investor, that benefits my resident, because my resident doesn't have to deal with a property that's falling apart all around them. Now, have you ever rented before? Have you ever rented a property that was always in a constant state of disrepair? How frustrating was that? That was very frustrating, wasn't it? But at the end of the day, had you rented from a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you probably were not going to ever deal with frustration like that, because the things that could break, they weren't breaking. And at the end of the day, you are a real estate investor, or you are considering becoming a real estate investor. So what I want you to do is I want you to really think through what we've talked about today. I want you to think through the leasing process. And what I want you to understand is that everything that I just explained to you in this 1 hour radio show takes more time to explain it than for you to actually do it. That's the point I want to make. At the end of the day, you can lease your property very easily, very effectively, and you can find the right person to rent your property from you. It's not rocket science. It is all part of the Lifestyles Unlimited map, the map that I follow, the map that my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members follow, the map that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, put together 35 years ago. That map still makes total sense. That map still gets you to a place of financial freedom in 5 years or less. And this information that I shared with you today, it's right out of the map. It is page 94 of the map. So I am sharing with you content that you will receive when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And I've got to tell you, there's actually more information. So what I might need to do is I might need to do a part two show on tomorrow's episode. So what I want you to do is make sure you tune in tomorrow, because on tomorrow's show, I have more information on how to lease your property. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.